NYC homeless man arrested in connection to brutal hammer attack of city worker. By Nick Gilbertson on February 28, 2022. William Blunt, 57, a reportedly homeless man, was arrested Sunday in connection to the brutal hammer assault of New York City. NYC Health Department scientist Dr. Nina Rothschild, 57, as she entered a Queens subway station Thursday night. Blunt is facing charges of attempted murder, assault, and robbery for his alleged attack that left Rothschild with a fractured skull and in critical condition, WABC reported. Blunt was arrested at 57 Wall Street, a Radisson hotel that had been converted to a homeless shelter during the pandemic, according to the New York Daily News. Rothschild was entering the Queens Plaza subway station at 11:22 p.m. while on her way home from the NYC Health Department, Breitbart News previously reported, citing WABC. Surveillance footage appears to show the suspect, now identified as Blunt, trailing behind Rothschild as she was walking down the subway steps and kicking her multiple times. Police say he repeatedly struck her with a hammer and snatched her purse, for the New York Post. Rothschild was transported to New York Presbyterian/Weill Cornell Medical Center. Police say Blunt made off with Rothschild's debit and credit cards, two cell phones, and an unspecified amount of cash, according to the Post. He has been arrested six times before, which include charges of criminal possession of a controlled substance and robbery, sources told the outlet. In the late 1980s, he did a stint in prison for attempted criminal sale of a controlled substance. Rothschild's brother, Dr. Gerson Rothschild, a scientist at Columbia, provided the Post with a comment on the arrest and his sister's recovery. Nina would be hopeful that the individual would get the treatment that he needs during his time of incarceration. Happily, Nina is indeed getting stronger by the day. Intellectually, she is clear on events from 30 years ago and from 3 days ago, and I attribute that to the excellent care of the trauma team at Weill Cornell, who knew to relieve the increased intracranial pressure immediately upon her arrival at the hospital. He added that she has yet to leave her hospital bed, so questions regarding her coordination and balance still linger. NYC Mayor Eric Adams, D., said the attack on one of his city workers made him really angry, WABC reported. We need to deal with those who are on our streets right now that are dangerous, that are violent and have a total disregard, Adams said. A woman taking the train should not be struck in the head with a hammer, repeatedly, he said. And for us to believe that dangerous people like that, in some corners, that we need to say because they are in pain, they should inflict pain. I don't subscribe to that. We need to catch him. He needs to be incarcerated. NYC Health Commissioner released a statement on Rothschild, according to CBS News. Our thoughts are with Nina and her family following this horrific incident. Nina has worked tirelessly in service to her fellow New Yorkers, and she is truly a public health hero. The health department and I will do everything we can to support her in her recovery, and we ask that all New Yorkers keep her and her family in their thoughts while respecting their privacy during this difficult time. Blount's arrest comes as transit crime in the Big Apple has jumped dramatically under Adams's watch. From the time he assumed office on January 1 through February 20, the NYPD's crime statistics show that transit crimes have seen a 60.8% increase compared to the same period in 2021.